comes up and over. So you have two wires on each one of the cell spaces. And then you can make it the length you want it and put your wire from each end to hang it to the tree or make it on the post or whatever you want it.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? It really does.
Huh?
Never thought of that.
We had to save so many things to have. We'd make swings out of the tire off the cars then, and we had inner tubes, you know, then. And we used to use those for swings, and we'd use those for swimming. We would go swimming, we'd swim in the inner tube, we'd call it.
You mentioned the stays. What'd you call the iron things that went around the barrel?
Even remember. I know that they were.
Did you ever hear them called hoops or anything like that?
No.
The wood things you did call them?
Yes.
You mentioned some of the things you did when you were a child. Tell me about some of the other games and maybe contraptions that you made and play with.
Well, one of the things that we liked most, of course, most growing up with three boys, most of the things I did were almost like the boys. And in fact, they thought I was more of a boy than my three brothers. But we would make what we called walking stilts. Take boards and put the step on it to brace our feet on and walk with those stilts. And then when we couldn't find board or anything like that, we'd take tin cans and put ropes through it, put a step on those. And then one of the things that we used to have, we'd get wheels, small wheels like this, and roll them and make us a stick skate. And we'd roll them with this down the road and run far, see which one could push the wheel the farthest without getting away from us. And one of the biggest thing I think we did as kids, we made us a sawmill. Of course, Daddy working around that, naturally we were interested in it. We'd take different size lids off of the can when they were cut out, and we'd put them on shafts, and then we'd make our belt, and we'd make somebody stand and turn it, and we'd saw the cardboard through it, and we'd have our meals. But I think that's about the most fun we ever had in making anything that we made ourselves. We always made tree houses. We always had a tree house.
You got climb trees just like a boy?
Oh, I got the worst whipping I ever got in my life was climbing highest in the tree. I got up high, and my mother and daddy told me to come down, and I wouldn't. I was way up in the top of the tree, but I had to out-climb the neighborhood boys. And I was the only girl. And I went up in the top of the tree, and mother said she was standing there. She thought she would just have a heart attack. And there I was up in the top of that tree and going back and forth, the wind blowing me back and forth, and I was just up there just laughing. Then begging me to come down. The boys wouldn't even go near where I was.
I guess not.
But I've always loved to climb trees.
I guess you did, you know, come up a lot like a boy.
Then one of the things we used to do, we used to have the young pine tree. We used to call them a pine sapling. And we'd get three or four and go up that and bend it over. And then somebody get on the end of it and we'd turn it loose and we'd swing back and forth on that. And of course, being lighter than the boys, well, I really got a better ride than they did.
Yeah. My sister was like that, grew up at the time. Well, she played ball with us.
I played, yeah. Baseball, I played all kinds of football. I played everything. And then of course, when my children came along, they thought it was so amusing to think that I'd get out and play with them. But we did everything with our children. We played all kinds of balls and took some hunting and fishing. Everything we did had a good outdoor life.
You mentioned playing baseball. So many girls are scared to catch the ball. Were you scared?
No, we did. And I didn't even have a glove. It's a wonder to me I didn't break my hand to pieces or anything. The way I'd catch it. Most of the time I pitched. I was a pitcher. And I never will forget the first home run I ever batted in my life. And we were all trying to, and we had a kind of a little feud going in the neighborhood. You know, on the other side of the neighborhood, they thought they were better than we were. Then we didn't have the leagues like we have now, so we were playing against the other.